A growing number of New York lawmakers are saying this year's historic flooding along Lake Ontario was not only caused by Plan 2014, but also by the execution of it. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mohawk Valley Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, and Central New York Representative John Katko say the International Joint Commission, the organization that operates water levels under Plan 2014, waited too long to increase the outflows from Lake Ontario. The IJC started draining it into the St. Lawrence River in May, but Katko says that should have happened months sooner, since the IJC knew back in January that the Great Lakes, which all drain into Lake Ontario, were unusually high.
Instead of doing something, they did nothing when those knew those water levels were coming. Then, of course, we had the heavy rains in March, which exacerbated the problem. It was a failure to act on the IJC's part.
IJC spokesperson Frank Bavacqua says the international organization was constrained by natural conditions. From January through March, there were sustained periods of ice formation, and outflows have to be reduced when that happens, or it will cause ice jams in the St. Lawrence River. And Bavacqua says the IJC also had to balance what they could drain from Lake Ontario with the consequences for downstream communities.
In Montreal, you had thousands of homes evacuated in April, and you had communities that were underwater.
Tenney says the organization should pay property owners for the resulting damage, but Bavacqua says there's no precedent or money for that. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.